Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon. In some rugby, the Blitzboks have been dealt a late blow ahead of their outing to Dubai with the withdrawal of Ronald Brown, who picked up a hamstring strain last Friday. Sean Williams, who was part of the 2024 Olympic Games squad earlier this year, steps into the role as sweeper. Now, the Springboks Sevens squad begin the season this Saturday with their first Pool A clash against Australia, followed by Kenya and France, respectively. And then over to some cricket. Dolphin spinner Keshav Maharaj says he isn't fussy about how the pitch at Kingsmead Stadium may play when they face Sri Lanka in their first test match this week. Now, the pitch was previously adjusted to suit the Dolphins' strengths during the domestic season, although may favour a quicker style for the Proteas. But Keshav says he's just stoked to play at home.
Look, to be honest, I just love playing at Kingsmead, so not too much faster. I know at some stage it will spin in the test match, but you know, just looking forward to playing a home test for me at Kingsmead. I love playing here. It's obviously my home. So yeah, look, if we do get a Dolphin style track, it would be nice, but you know, whatever it poses, I just want to get the ball in bowl.
Meanwhile, five South African players have booked themselves a spot in various squads on day one of the Indian Premier League auction. Proteas bowler Kagiso Rabada was sold to Gujarat Titans for 23 million rand. David Miller for 16 million to Lucknow. Kolkata Knight Riders have secured the services of fast bowler Anrich Nortje and batter Quinton de Kock for a total of 11.7 million rand. And then over to some football to close. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says he won't be fooled by West Ham's slow start to the season when his team take them on in the Premier League tonight. Now, West Ham are 14th in the table with just 3 wins from their first 11 matches. Howe, whose Newcastle side can go 6th with a win, is ready for battle.
I think West Ham are a very good team and I think they've got a very good manager. I think when you look at their recruitment in the summer, I think there's always a bedding in period for new players. I think they're going through that period now, but I've got no doubt about the quality of players they've signed. So, no, I think this is a tough game for us.
That match kicks off at 10 p.m. tonight. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.